Hi there. The word for you today is, what causes discouragement? In Nehemiah 4 verse 11, we read our enemies said, we will kill them and put an end to the work. The fourth cause of discouragement, and it's shown here in the story of Nehemiah rebuilding Jerusalem's walls, is fear. Listen to it. Our enemies said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and we'll kill them and put an end to the work. So why did Israel's enemies not want the walls of Jerusalem to be rebuilt? Resentment. You see, in those days, a wall around a city guaranteed two things, its protection and its prosperity. So first, they criticized the Jews, and when that didn't work, they threatened them. But notice who got discouraged first. It came from within. Verse 12, then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack. Look, when you hang around negative people long enough, you pick up their negativity. When you listen to somebody repeatedly say it can't be done, eventually you start believing them. So pick the right company. Avoid people who strengthen your fear and align yourself with those who build up your faith. Let me ask you, do you have fears that are making you feel discouraged right now, that are preventing you from developing and growing into your potential? Do you fear criticism or embarrassment? Are you afraid to take that big step and look for a new job? Maybe you're afraid you're not capable of the task, or maybe you're worried that you won't hold up under pressure, or maybe it's the fear that you have to be perfect. Count on it. Fear never goes away. Fear will always try to discourage you. Here's the question. In whom are you trusting? If it's in yourself or other people, let me read this great Bible promise to you, and I want you to claim it. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And that is the word for you today.